ironic. We get the skip on, and he helps make news for us today by trading a player.
That's what I was going for, fellas.
All right, Tim Pahuta, though. Tim Pahuta is no longer a Sioux Falls Canary. What? Give us the details.
Well, it was more. It was a situation where, we were on the one hand, we're making a few changes. On the other hand, we are we're looking at. We simply wanted to make a change, and the opportunity to get a little bit younger player, a little bit different type of player for us, was something that enticed the trade. It was a situation where I was interested in this particular player, Chris Duffy, and the team that I was working the trade with was interested in Tim Pahuta, who is also from New Jersey. So I think it was beneficial all the way around.
Tell us a little bit about Chris Duffy. What kind of a player is he? How different is he from Tim Pahuta?
Oh, I think he's a lot different in some ways, and he's probably a little similar in some ways. He's a pretty good sized fella, hits the ball out of the ballpark, maybe not with the frequency that Tim did. He's generally hit for a pretty good average. He's driven in runs. He's a little bit younger, so there's a little bit more possibly mobility and just athleticism possibly, based on the fact that he's a little younger. Tim Pahuta did a really good job for us last year. We just felt like we had an opportunity to get a little bit younger, possibly a little bit more athletic version of him, and go with that.
Pahuta is 30, broke the team record with 29 home runs last year, hit .264 with 79 RBI, while Duffy is 26. He's was with the New Jersey Jackals in the Can-Am League. The trade here announced this afternoon. By the way, the Jackals are coming to Sioux Falls in August, so you get to see Tim again one more time. Pitch around him.
Yeah. Hey, Tim did a great job for us. He was really good and exciting in our ballpark too. So it was a really good situation last year. We are in the process of just trying to make a few changes, shake it up a little bit.
Speaking of which, I have heard that pitcher Ben Moore, is he going to come back or not for the Sioux Falls Canaries?
I really don't know. It's a little bit difficult. He's in Australia right now. So we've been trying to communicate basically through Facebook on different sides of the world. And it hasn't, the process of communicating hasn't gone that well for us. So I'm hoping to be able to actually speak with Ben at some point in the future and in the not too distant future and really get a feel for, kind of tell him my thoughts and listen to what his thoughts are and really see where we're at.
Right now, how many guys have you got penciled in with contracts?
Oh, right now only about 7 or 8.
Which is normal this time of the year.
Yeah. We still have the rights on quite a few guys, and we're still working on a few other things. We've got some trades in the wind, and we're having conversations with some free agents. But the real hit for when the largest amount of players will be available to us is in mid-March. That's when minor league spring training is.
He is the skipper of the Sioux Falls Canaries, joining us here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris from his home down in Albuquerque. You talked about, did you say this is going to be a youth movement for the Canaries, or just shaking things up?
No. It's not a youth movement per se. I think that we're looking at it from a, I would like to be a little bit more athletic. If I have a wish list that I can put together, I would like to have a little bit more athleticism in our lineup and on our field. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking for that. I'm kind of looking to, if I can improve possibly each position athletically, then I think that we're going to be in a place that we want to be.
Hey, Skip, the Sioux Falls Stampede had a bobblehead night the other night at the hockey game. And we have, of course, your bobblehead right here in our studio.
I'm looking at it right now.
That you have to sign, by the way, when you
get a honored. I am honored.
By the way, and the other story is that I told Tubbs, I says, there's no way there's any Steve Shirley bobbleheads on
eBay.
On eBay. We sure enough, we found a Steve Shirley bobblehead on for sale on eBay for $9.99.
Good luck getting $9.99.
You're not selling your extra bobbleheads in Albuquerque, are you?
No, you see, they gave me all that were left, so I have somewhere around 8,000 of them. So,
if you can make money on it, all the better for you. There,
at $9.99 a pop. See, that's, you don't know this, but that's my bobblehead on eBay. I'm selling it.
Skip, so when are you coming back into town?
I had a discussion with Nate Welsh over there not long ago, and there was some discussion about the possibility of me coming into town. What sounded to me like late February, early March, but I don't think anything's really written down yet. It was just it was kind of asking me if I felt like I could get up there at that time, which I could. But
sure.
It was just more of a preliminary question, so I don't know exactly when they'd want me in, but I may be in late February, early March type of time.
All right, good stuff. Hey, Skip, thanks for the time today. It's always great talking with you. Thanks for the time you give us.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
And we'll talk more baseball real soon.
All right, sounds great, guys.
All right,
stay warm up there.
You bet. Thanks. Appreciate it. Steve Shirley.